This is Akashvani, the news read by Hing Bia Hui. Prime Minister Narendra Modi inaugurated the new chancery of the High Commission of India at Bandar Seri Begawan in Brunei last evening. Mr. Modi reached Bandar Seri Begawan last afternoon on the first leg of his two-nation visit to Brunei and Singapore. In a video message posted on social media platform X, External Affairs Ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said Prime Minister Modi will hold talks with Brunei's Sultan Haji Hassan Al-Bolkiah on the way forward for the bilateral relationship today. Mr. Modi will travel to Singapore today on the second leg of his visit. He added that he is looking forward to the opportunity to meet President Tharmanchan Mugaratnam, Prime Minister Lawrence Wong, Senior Minister Lee Hsien Loong, and Emeritus Senior Minister Goh Chok Tong. The government has given approval to proposals worth 1,45,000 crore rupees to enhance the country's defence preparedness. The Defence Acquisition Council, DAC, under the chairmanship of Defence Minister Rajnath Singh, approved 10 capital acquisition proposals. The council gave nod to procurement of future-ready combat vehicles, air defence fire control radars, Dornier 228 aircraft, next-generation fast patrol and offshore patrol vessels. In Chhattisgarh, 9 Maoists were killed in an encounter with security forces yesterday in the border area of Dantewara and Bijapur districts of Bastar Division. The encounter took place when security forces started search operation after receiving information about the presence of a large number of Maoists in this area. A comprehensive stakeholder consultation on the theme Development of Cooperative Sector, Empowering Primary Agricultural Credit Societies, PACs for Self-Sufficiency was held in New Delhi yesterday. Speaking on the occasion, Secretary Ministry of Cooperation, Dr. Ashish Kumar Bhutani said that in accordance with vision of Sekar Se Samriddhi, the ministry will complete the digitization process of all PACs in the country by the end of this year or by January next year. He added that the focus on creating 2 lakh new multipurpose PACs is with the vision to cover more and more uncovered and undercovered areas of the country. Ministry of Cooperation envisages to establish viable cooperatives in every panchayat with a focus to develop 2 lakh new PACs as dairy and fishery cooperatives within the next 5 years. Dr. Bhutani said that with the ministry is geared up to procure maize at minimum support price MSP as promised by Union Minister of Cooperation Amit Shah. He urged all maize farmers to register themselves on Farmers Portal for procurement by National Cooperative Consumer Federation, NCCF, and National Agricultural Cooperative Marketing Federation of India, NEFED, under ethanol blending program. The West Bengal Assembly passed the Aparajita Women and Child West Bengal Criminal Laws Amendment Bill 2024 with a voice vote yesterday. During the discussion in the House, Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee said that provision of capital punishment has been provided in the bill. She also said that provision of harshest punishment has been provided in the bill for the crime of rape and sexual harassment. The bill was tabled in the wake of the alleged rape and murder of a woman doctor at R.G. Kaur Medical College and Hospital in Kolkata in August. The bill is now required to be passed by the governor of the state and then it will be sent to the president. At the Paralympics in Paris, Deepthi Jeevanji won bronze medal in the final of women's 400-meter T20 event. Currently, India is at 18th spot in the medals tally with 16 medals, including 3 golds so far. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has said that at least 41 people were killed and more than 180 wounded yesterday following a Russian strike on a military institute in the central town of Poltava. He said that the eastern city was hit by 2 Russian ballistic missiles. Mr. Zelensky also said that many people were still trapped under the rubble. Local media reported that Russia has intensified its missile and drone attacks on Ukraine in recent weeks. This is one of the deadliest attacks since the conflict began in February 2022. According to the Ukrainian Foreign Ministry, the type of weapons used left little time for people to find cover once the air alert had sounded. And that is the end of this news bulletin.